It's the Les Paul Show. Here's music you never thought could happen. An exceedingly transcribed quarter hour put together with one recording machine and three people who sound like more and listen like a million. Now meet the man in the middle, a Paul named Les.
Hello.
Hello.
The high voice, that was Mary Ford, and the one just slightly lower than that, that's me, Les Paul. And for the next 15 minutes, we'd like to entertain you, try to entertain you, if you'd like to be entertained with something that we suspect is unusual. The reason I think it's unusual is because the kids are always pointing at us when we walk down the street. But anyway, we have some cards and letters here, and one fella asked for Tiger Rag, and that's a tune kind of struck me because I haven't played that for 10 years. And, Mary, if you'll hand me all these guitars as we get into these conniption fits, I'll play it, all right?
How many? Four?
Well, at least four.
Okay.
Four and a big bass guitar.
All right.
All right, Tiger Rag. There you have Tiger Rag. Whew, it's getting hot around here.
The weather?
No, I was talking about Tiger Rag. Speaking of weather, though, you know, I come from a place where there is no weather.
Oh, no.
No, that's the truth. I come from Waukesha, Wisconsin, and back there we don't pay any attention to weather because there ain't any. You see, we lived in a town that was located in a valley on account of it was between two hills. Kind of hard to explain, but it made a lot of sense when I was back home. You know, you can see it on the map. You know, Wisconsin is a pretty red color, and Illinois is a pretty blue color. Well, our section is a kind of a sickly greenish, kind of purpley color. Well, it's a geographical mess, that's what it is. But being in a valley like that, when the climate comes along, it just slips right over the top of it, and just once in a while, a little something would drop in there, maybe a hailstone or a bunch of twigs, a frog and some mud. But most of the time, there's no weather at all. And we used to say there's no more weather than inside of a light bulb around.
Oh.
You can imagine what it did to a conversation not having no weather to talk about. You meet someone on the street and say, it's a kind of a day, ain't it? Mary Ford in front and center, and she's going to sing Dry My Tears.
Our theme song.
That's right. And you're going to do a duet on this, right?
That's right.
And we might mention also that the latter part of this month, it'll be released as one of our newest recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Dry My Tears. that was great.
Thank you.
I like that very much. Mary Model T, Mary Model A Ford. No kidding. I like that when you sing duets and things.
You sure tickle me when you get all wound up talking about the weather.
Don't get me back on that weather again. You just don't understand, but back home we didn't have any weather. But we always expected some, and we always dressed for it, because we knew when it did come, it'd kind of sneak up on you. But we didn't know what kind it was going to be either. So in order to be ready for anything, well, you had to wear snowshoes, a bathing suit, a straw hat, and earmuffs. You see, the seasons never changed because there was none. The only way we could tell how to dress was to go down to the railroad station and see what the people going through were wearing. Well, I got to forget about the weather and get back to the music here. I picked up this piece of music in an old music store, and it's got all kinds of stuff in there about beautiful girls, romantic nights, love.
Oh?
Well, no, that isn't the reason I got it. You see, on the back is a terrific recipe for chili soup. It's Up the Lazy River. Up the Lazy River, minus the chili soup.
Come on, I want to hear some more stories about your hometown and the weather.
That's all. There's no... And you're needling me now. Don't needle me.
No, I like those stories.
No. Waukesha, no weather, and here in California, nothing but beautiful weather. Now, if I was in Kansas or something, well, I could tell all kinds of stories.
In fact,
I've never forgotten what a fellow once said out in Kansas. He woke up one morning and found himself in a 20-foot snowdrift and said... I've never forgotten it. Now, come on, quit needling me. It's time for you to go to work. What are you going to sing and how many parts?
Some of these days, 3 parts.
You're going to sing all 3 parts?
Mm-hmm.
Some of these days.
How many guitars are you
going to
play?
I don't know. Let's get going. I'll pick a batch up.
Some of these days. You leave.
Well, folks, I guess it's time to say so long, and I suppose most of you folks are planning to do some traveling before the weather gets too bad. Just make sure that you look at the travel folder and don't do what I did. I went to a place because the folder had a picture of a lake on it, and when I got up there, the lake was the same size as it is on the folder. Well, so long, folks.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Les Paul Trio, all tricked out in a transcribed illusion, made up of one part Les Paul on guitar, one part Mary Ford on the vocals, and one part Eddie Stapleton on the rhythm gadgets. All parts coming to you from Hollywood's Radio City. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.